frozen lake. Have you ever detected the deep voice of the frozen lake, which appeals to you, to your conscience with succinct toil, and says, defend me, rescue me. Did you harmonize your mistake when you heard it? If not, then spot yourself in the frozen cup of the lake. Thank you. Captivating aurora. Oh, the polar slant of the cosmic sink. You are predominantly seen on the magnetosphere caused by the solar winds and the captivating breeze. You are out of anyone's reach. For you, design the soul within. Hairy seeds. The hairy seeds fly high up in the sky in a perfect predilection not made by man, and create a drastic change in the mind of me, which makes me cognize the precise glossy hairy structure which allows them to fly and take them from me to him. Sobbing beside Mansarovar. Who can get out the charm, the belly of the chill glacial waters of heavenly sapphire? Love dipped, sanity filled, Mansarovar. I sit beside them, which impervious to express, like the occult hallucination of one, compelled me to sob, to cry beside the waters, not on my sins, but on my known vials. Thanks for watching. Eco-living. The peeping birds. I gave up my psyche towards the dateless flattery casket that flexes from the celestial mountains into the serene emerald ocean and gives me a concise meaning to the life of a woodland man who is lost in the fire of the furiously selfish world. Thank you. I got up this summer morn to look around the belly of nature. Harsh, stagnant, stunned I was. I gravely ran down the steps to the front yard. Whoa! What a fine sunny day! The sunflowers are calling me. The dazzling blue sky is beckoning me. The soil is touching my feet to keep it warm. I'm unable to forget this sight. Something is wooing me towards the faraway woods. Whose woods are they? The tulips are pink, and the muddy pavement has now been mopped. Deaf and dumb I stood amidst all elegant flowers, waiting for the vivid sun to cross the skyline. Thank you. My forbearing branch. Oh, my forbearing branch, my hale and hearty little feet, you bear the burden of leaves and the load of birds without grossing the same. You taught me to be happy at the cheerless moments. You taught me to be happy and sad at the joyous moments. I see you every morn, lingering and praying to him about the same. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose fronds and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculpture well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on this lifeless thing, the hands that mocked them and the heart that fed, and on the pedestal these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my work, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of the colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level stands stretched far away." The monsoon rains. You promised to visit me, isn't it, my dear? When the sky was black and clouds were pregnant about, you came like a vehemence to me, making me write your very presence. You are marvelous. At Windling, get your way to the farmers. You are right now crying on their fortune and preparing to lift the hamlet. Go, monsoon rains, go! Beardless man. Who is that Soma with no beard? Where is his mustache? Where is his masculine fuzz? Did he ever had it once? Or did he not? Is he a flash? Or a itched wear of mere ingenuity? far in the world of poetry? Anything can conduct. Anyone can go without a beard. Anyone can live without being lived.